Once Strover had left to go serve his time in jail, I turned my attention back to the scene before me. There was Greedy Gut the cat eating my juicy bacon ends. As you may know, cats don't have a real good set of chewing teeth. Their teeth are more like spikes or needles, better for inflicting pain on innocent children than the teeth of a dog, but not as good for crushing bones and chewing meat. In other words, I still had some hope that Pete would choke on my bacon. Stranger things have happened in this old world. If you've ever watched a cat eating, you know that they often yowl while they chew. Also, they don't chew their food 21 times. They'll hit it 4, 5, 6 times, then try to swallow it whole, yowling and growling at the same time. And sometimes they choke. I didn't wish Pete any bad luck, but if he had strangled himself on my bacon, he would have improved the world and served the cause of justice. Also saved some of my juicy bacon ends for certain observers whose names we don't need to mention. I waited and watched and hoped. The longer I waited and watched and hoped, the more I began to realize that this would not be a lucky day for the ranch, for the cat devoured my breakfast and didn't choke. At that point in my career, I began looking around for secondary options, such as the 2 pieces of burned toast lying on the ground before me. I sniffed them. I took one of them in my mouth and gummed it around before spitting it out. Whether you gum it or chew it or sniff it, burned toast remains basically burned toast. But just then, I saw Sally Mae come out of the house with an orange juice can in her hand. She walked past the cat, who was now licking his hind leg with long strokes of his tongue, and proceeded to the south corner of the fence. She leaned across the fence and poured the contents of the orange juice can out on the ground. Why would Sally Mae be pouring orange juice out on the ground? That didn't make sense. Something strange was going on here, and I needed to check it out. I went slipping down the fence. Sally Mae saw me. I stopped.
No, Hank, it's just bacon grease. It's messy and it'll make you sick if you eat it. Now go on.
Oh, bacon grease. Yes. I could smell it now. Smelled pretty good. Smelled very good. Bacon grease may not be exactly the same as bacon, but at a distance, one smells about as good as another. I waited for Sally Mae to go back into the house. Little Alfred had come out by then, and she told him not to get dirty because the kinfolks would be arriving in an hour. Then she went inside. I slipped back to the spot where I had left the 2 pieces of charred toast, picked one up in my enormous jaws, glanced around to make sure Sally Mae wasn't looking, and made my way south down the fence. The further I went, the stronger that bacon smell became. By the time I reached the spot, I could almost taste it. Now, it didn't look all that great, I'll have to admit that. When you pour cold bacon grease out on the ground, it looks like something you wouldn't want to eat. But the aroma, that's the important thing. Looks ain't everything in this old world. See, I had worked out this very clever strategy in my mind. Listen to this. If a guy is denied real bacon and is left with nothing to eat but burned toast, he can sop the toast in the grease. While making efficient use of the resources at hand, he also fools his taste buds by making them think he's eating bacon, see? Pretty shrewd. No cat in history has ever come up with a plan that good. Well, I took one last glance around to make sure the kitchen police weren't watching. Then I dropped the toast right into the middle of the brown blob, into the bacon grease, I should say. I oozed it around, flipped it over, and let the other side soak up. You know, that stuff smelled so wonderful that my mouth began to water. It's hard to express a dog's deep yearning for bacon. I couldn't remember the last time I'd experienced the savage delight of gobbling bacon, nor could I remember a single time in my long and glorious career when I had had at my disposal all the bacon I wanted or could eat. I postponed the first bite as long as I could. I mean, that's part of the fun of eating, knowing you've got the goodies there in front of you, but forbidding yourself from diving into it. I sniffed it. I licked my chops. I drooled over it. I rehearsed that first bite over and over in my mind. I was just about ready to begin the procedure when I heard a voice.
You'd better not eat that bacon grease, Hanky. It'll make you sick.
That was Pete. He was sitting on the other side of the fence, purring, twitching the end of his tail, and staring at me with his big cattish eyes. Oh, yeah? Who says?
Me and Sally Mae.
Sally Mae's opinion carried some weight around here until you started quoting her, and that just about ruined it.
Truth is truth, Hanky, regardless of who says it.
Oh, yeah? Well, I've got one better for you. Truth is truth until it comes from the mouth of a cat. There's no truth so true that a cat can't twist it into a falsehood. He blinked and smiled.
Well, if I felt that way about it, Hanky, I'd eat all that bacon grease.
Would you? That's very interesting, Cat, because that's just what I'm fixing to do. You see, kitty, I understand your little scheme. You think I'll do the opposite of anything you say, right? You tell me to eat all the bacon grease, I eat none of it, I walk away and leave it all for you, right?
Well, I was just trying to be helpful, Hanky.
Oh, Pete, it hurts me to see you slipping. This game of yours is old and tired. I mean, okay, maybe it worked once or twice, but that was years ago. Life goes on, Cat. You can't toot your own horn if you've only got one string on your fiddle.
You're mixing your metaphors, Hanky.
No, I'm mixing business with pleasure. It's my business to beat you at your own shabby game, and it's a pleasure to do it. Now, if you'll just stand back and observe, I'll begin the procedure. Before your very eyes, you'll see me devour the toast in 3 bites, then lick up the remaining grease until nothing remains, not even a spot.
You'll get sick.
You're about to see one of the most experienced potlickers in Ocotree County do his stuff. I mean, what I don't know about potlicking hasn't even been tried yet, so stand back and study your lessons. Ready? Aim! Banzai! I dived into the middle of that piece of toast. The procedure went off without a hitch. Within seconds, I had that piece of toast reduced to molecules. Those are the basic building blocks of the universe, if you'd care to make a note of that. And true to my prediction, I did it in 3 bites. Pete watched me in sheer amazement. I'm sure he had never seen such an exhibition of brute skill. I must admit that swallowing the molecules of toast turned out to be no ball of wax, for some of the molecules still had the texture of burned toast. In other words, they scraped and scratched on the way down. But a little scraping and scratching has never scared me away from a good meal. Upon completion of step one of the procedure, I entered into step two. True to my prediction, once again, I completely demolished the glob of bacon grease on the ground, licked it down to the bare dirt, and even managed to get some bare dirt in with the grease. Can't say that it tasted so good. I've never cared much for dirt, but what the heck? There's a price for everything. The entire procedure, including steps one and two, required something less than 1 minute. I turned to Pete and gave him a smirk. What do you say now, Cat? How does it feel to lose a big one? Before I could answer, little Alfred, age 3 years and some odd months, came up behind him, grabbed him by the tail, and made a wagon of him. Or maybe it was a plow, since Pete had his front claws out, and did a pretty impressive job of plowing up the yard as he was being dragged around. Little Alfred is hard on cats. That's one of the things I've always admired about him. Fine kid, that Alfred. Well, this was an unexpected pleasure. It isn't often that I can take time out of my busy schedule and watch someone else tormenting the cat. I drifted over to the yard gate where I had a good view and sat down to watch the show. I loved it. You should have seen Pete's eyes and his ears. Yes, that was delicious too. Had him pinned down and he was yowling and growling. Oops, it just kind of snuck out. Anyway, there was little Alfred making the sounds of a tractor and pulling his cat plow across the... I burped again. Also noticed an unusual feeling in my, well, in the region between my lower ribs and in the vicinity of my stomach, you might say, and, you know, all at once I didn't feel like $1 million. It was closer to $9.95. Anyways, little Alfred and Pete plowed up the south side of the yard, and all at once I didn't feel worth a flip. I could hear some kind of strange noise coming from my innards. Pretty muchly the sound you'd expect if you'd just eaten a couple of panthers and they'd started fighting. Of course, I hadn't eaten any panthers, only... All at once, the thought of bacon was less exciting than I'd ever thought possible. In fact, I decided that I didn't want to think about bacon at that particular moment, and maybe never again for the rest of my life. I didn't want to smell bacon either, but the smell of bacon filled my nostrils. Oozy, drippy, greasy, smelly, stinky, oily bacon. Yuck! I never did care much for bacon. It's too greasy for me. And once you get some stinky bacon grease on the hairs around your mouth, the smell stays with you and all you can smell is bacon. And I can't stand the smell of greasy, oily. Right then and there, I took a solemn oath never to eat bacon again, or bacon grease, nor burned toast, nor dirt. In fact, I took a solemn oath never to eat anything again, ever. Fellers, I was sick, and I mean sick. If the angel of death had come calling for me at that particular moment, I would have either jumped into his arms or throwed up. I couldn't tell which.